This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Paul and Tass. Our last guest for the morning, I should say, is Vanessa Rose. Vanessa Rose works for an organisation called Wild Secrets. Now, good morning to you, Vanessa.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, Vanessa, we have heard on the grapevine that there has been an unprecedented increase in the sales of sex toys.
That is exactly right. At wildsecrets.com.au, we have had an absolute bonanza of a past few months, coinciding with the coronavirus restrictions and lockdowns that have been happening, and the sales and popularity of sex toys, it's never been greater than at present.
Wow. So you think people are at home on their own, feeling a bit lonely, so they just get online and order a bit of equipment. Is that right?
I think so. I think it's been a combination of several different factors. I mean, we're all living in really uncertain times at the moment, and the sorts of goods that people are buying, it's all about feeling good and feeling happy and bringing some joy back into what is a very tense situation. And we've got people who are perhaps a little bored at home, people who are now working from home and super busy during the day and seeking to restore a bit of that work-life balance. And we've also got couples who are now spending more time than ever four walls as each other. So they're trying to rediscover each other and the passions that they've had previously.
With a little bit of help.
How romantic. Vanessa, can I ask you, we want to get into details here. So what are people actually buying?
Yeah.
Well, we've seen increases at Wild Secrets across the board in all of our categories. But what continues to be some of the best-selling items are a lot of the high-tech adult goods. So ones that are involved...
Do you mean like videos?
Not so much video, though. We do sell some virtual reality products, but mainly it's things that are app-based. Toys that you can actually download a free app to your smartphone and then use that app to control the toy. And these have just been a phenomenal success. So you can have somebody in one corner of the house with the toy, someone at the complete opposite end of the house, perhaps even in a different suburb, a different state, or even a different country, then controlling all the sensations that the toy user is actually experiencing.
Like what sorts of toys, please, Vanessa?
It sounds like a remote control.
Yeah, it does, but I'm having trouble understanding what sort of toys. What do you mean?
Okay, so what we have got in stock currently is, say, wearable vibrators. They're very popular. So they are something that a female can wear, and then be controlled using the app on the smartphone. And it's more than what a remote control will do. A remote control, if you think about your television, will just be start, stop, fast forward and so on. But these are so advanced now that you can actually create custom vibrations and use your fingers on the screen to say, I want this level of intensity, I want it to dip. It's phenomenal, the sorts of things that you can do, and it's so discreet. And I think that's a lot of what's driving the popularity of these toys. You can have a lady wearing a vibrator in her panties, which no one will know about, and then her partner could be at any location, anywhere, using his hands on the actual touch on the screen of the phone to control what she's sensing, and that's phenomenal.
How extraordinary, how extraordinary. And are you actually selling any traditional toys, or have we moved into this sort of high-tech age?
We are. There is still a huge demand at Wild Secrets for a lot of the traditional toys, traditional vibrators and dildos and men's toys and couples' love rings. Lots of bondage gear as well we're seeing as being incredibly popular, and I'm not surprised by that, really. You've got people at home, they're wanting to spice things up a little bit and have a little bit of excitement when they can't go out and about. So a lot of those traditional options are still just as popular as a lot of the high-tech, really advanced products that don't even look like toys at all.
Vanessa, I've just got to ask the question. We've got a very strong, loyal LGBTI following here at Joy Radio.
Yes.
What specifically have you got that you think is selling for our community specifically? And you talked about bondage gear there, which has probably got a higher proportion, I would suggest, in some of our sort of community groups. What about the other stuff?
Bondage gear is extremely popular. That's a genderless real option for a lot of people. And then we have a lot of dildos that are unisex. We've got vibrators that are unisex. We've got backdoor toys that can be used by men or women. We have some very
unique... What did you say, backdoor?
Backdoor. It's a polite way of saying
anal.
The anal product. That's a term that we often use when we don't.
I've never heard that before.
we've got products that two men can use simultaneously together, men in a couple. We've got products that women can use together. We've got products that women can use on men in non-traditional ways. That there's just the limit is your own imagination, really.
Vanessa, that's extraordinary.
I suggest people to just jump online and see where their curiosity takes them.
We're going to just wrap up in a second, but one quick question. How did you manage to get yourself into this industry?
Exactly.
What got you into selling sex toys?
I was a trained journalist. That's how I started my career. And prior to this job, I was working in a corporate health and wellness company, very conservative, producing health and wellness news, localised to different countries across the Asia Pacific. It came time to move on from that role, and there was a position being advertised by a recruitment company for a content writer. I thought I fit the bill. It was very vague what this company was. It was just, they need someone to write about product. So I thought I'll apply for that. I got to the first interview and found out it was a adult toy company. It didn't faze me at all. I was fine with that, but it has been absolutely hands-on, literally, from day one. I had a box of toys at my desk.
Good on you, Vanessa.
Day one.
it's absolutely intriguing. Thank you very much for your time this morning, and thank you very much for sharing some of those things that we ordinarily don't talk about. We certainly don't talk about these things on this particular show, but we thought it might be a nice way to spice things up.
A light-hearted end to the show. You want your end of your days to be light-hearted and spicy, Taz.
Ha, 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 ha. And, of course, one of our listeners has just texted in and said, it has a meaning to the song Good Vibrations.
It does.
Thank you, Vanessa. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. You too.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.